2, just a verse there, pounding it on my heart. Well, I preached through Genesis a good bit. But this is the book of beginnings. If you get Genesis down right, you'll run through the Bible with sound doctrine. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him." You recognize the fact in chapter 1, everything God created, He said it was good. But then God said, here it's not good for a man to be alone. He created man first, out of the dust of the ground, breathed his nostrils, the breath of life, man became a living soul. And then He made the animals before He did the man, but He could find no helpmeet, the Bible said in the verse there. And the Bible said that God, the Bible said in verse 21, God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. She was made, the man was made first. The woman was made equal to him right here until the fall. But we find here in the scripture, he said it's good for a man that should not be alone. I will make him a helpmeet. I want to talk to you about that. That helpmeet just kind of stuck out to my mind this morning. We all, you know, I don't know what direction God will send me in this thing, but I believe this morning that it's more emphasis on the fact that we need help. Amen. God saw that in the man. God saw that he needed a completer. He needed somebody to come into his life. Thank God. God was in his life. They met. But God put a woman in his life. He made the woman from his own rib and brought this woman to the man. And it was good. God saw that was good. That's the will of God. Amen. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother, cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And so he's given here a record of the first marriage or the first home in the Bible. And God did set it up. God put it together. God made it. He made the man from dust. He breathed in his nostrils the breath of life. Man became a living soul. God, no doubt, we believe it was in fellowship with the man. Then God saw the man needed a woman. And God said it's not good for him to be alone on earth. The fellowship between him and God was wonderful, but he needed a helpmeet. He needed somebody, thank God, to complete this man. And of course, he could not fulfill the command of God by replenishing the earth without this woman coming. He told him to replenish the earth, told them to replenish the earth. And he had the plan set up before the world began that he would bring a man into the world and from the rib of the man bring a woman to this man. And it would be his helpmeet. Now, the word helpmeet just seems that, thank God, that she's going to be an aid to him. Amen. She's going to be a help to him. I mean, how hard is that to understand? That God set it up that this marriage, this woman was going to be a help unto the man. Thank God, God set it up like that. Man needs that. In fact, woman was created for man, not man for woman. Amen. God's got a perfect will. Now, the devil's got in the middle of a lot of things, and he's hindered God's will in a lot of ways, and we know that. But the thing of it is, listen to what I'm about to tell you. Everything usually done outside the will of God, because it got out of order. And when things get out of order, then we have problems down through the days. Thank God, you know, the reason, the day that we live in a society, thank God, that's forgot God. We live in a society that do it their way and not God's way. And there's no better way than God's way, because this is the blueprint to perfectness. Amen. The perfect will of God. God's got a way to set it up. And when God sets it up like that, then there's perfection. Fulfilled it in what God wanted before the world began. He done it through people. Thank God, His Son came as a man, thank God, to die. We might have life. But God set it up. There's a way. Amen. Listen. When we begin this thing in the beginning, thank God, everything was paradise. Under God's people, they're disobeyed and took of the fruit God said don't take of. And sin came into the world. When sin came into the world, that drove out the garden, and they had to, my friend, do some things God said do. Everything became hard. Everything became in pain.
pain. The woman's childbearing would be painful. Amen. Man would have to earn the sweat of it by the sweat of his face is living. And we find here God had some things he set up because of the curse in that day. But God said this, I'm going to give him a helpmeet. Amen. That woman, she did take of the fruit. She was deceived. The man wasn't deceived. He took it willfully, ate of it. And therefore sin came in the world. And our representative Adam of the human race, God represents us as a sinner. Amen. We're all sinners. And we need a Savior. And that's why Christ came to be the Savior of the world. He's a lamb slain before the world began. In the eyes of God, he was already slain. But in time he came to die on the cross. Thank God to give his life once and for all. Thank God that nobody had to die again. For lost humanity, their sin might be forgiven and cleansed. God done that, my friend, through his own son. Amen. You wouldn't have life unless he gave you life. Amen.
Rose again the third day, bodily resurrected, and took his own self up. Bible said he just said he laid it down, he took it up. Amen. He had the power to do it. Amen. He had the power to lay it down, the power to take it up. Amen. It was all in the plan of God. Amen. But listen, thank God, this woman that God gave this man was to be his helpmeet. And we live in a day now, my friend, that we the home is attacked more than anything. I believe this. I believe the home, thank God, this in the day we're in, is the place God set his residence up. He sat right there between the husband and wife in the beginning. Amen. He ordained the marriage. He said marriage is honorable and all. Amen. And so God said, I'll set my residence up. Thank God with these two. Amen. And have fellowship with them. And then sin wrecked the whole thing. But God did reconcile them through the animal skins. He used that animal for a sacrifice. Took their coat, the skins, made coats, put them on Adam and Eve. I believe that's the mercy of God, that God would do that. He used a sacrificial animal. Thank God the blood had to be shed. The coat was put on them. And some people say, said they think Adam was, what the hell? Well, I don't. I think he was saved. Amen. I believe God had mercy on him. He could have killed him right then, started over. But he didn't do it. And brother, I'm telling you what, for the grace and mercy of God, we wouldn't be saved today. It's all the goodness to God. But I'll tell you this. Amen. God, my friend, what desired. Amen. For that man and woman to walk in righteousness. That was the desire of God. That's the trophy of grace this morning. That God could come where you're at and save you. Thank God from a depraved nature and a heart of sin and birth you in the family of God Almighty and give you his nature in you and call you to live holy. And brother, one day get you to heaven. Thank God by the transgression part of the grace of God, and God set you up as a trophy of what he did in you. Thank God and show, thank God, and thank God, my friend, that crowd, amen, that God's still God, and God can save, and God can keep, and God can make you what he wants you to be. I'm telling you, it's all God. And friend, when we get to heaven one day, there'll be no boasts in any man. It'll all be in the Christ. Thank God has saved us, and made us what we are. It's all him, friend. Nobody else. It's the grace of God in Jesus. Amen. That's right. What do you think that means? The ages to come, he might show the riches of his grace. It's talking about in heaven. Amen. He's doing it now, but in heaven, that's the complete work. God already sees you complete. Amen. Then he justified, he glorified. Amen. You don't get, that's what watch people believe you lose your salvation. It's not yours, it's his. Amen. That he gave to you. How can you believe you can lose it? Amen. How can he justify you and glorify you and already see the complete work in his son? Thank God that God says he's saved. Amen. I mean, I'm as saved as ever will be. Hey, in the eyes of God, not in time. In time, he's coming back. He's going to make us like himself. We got to be made like him as he is. We got to see him as he is. We're not going to be him, but we got to be made like him. Hey, God, we're his children. And it's all because he helped us. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, that woman that came to the Lord and set her
daughter was vexed with the devil. And he said, I can't give the meat to the dogs. Hey, God, she said, that's right, Lord. But the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master table. Hey, God. Hey, amen. She said, I'll take the crumbs. Hey, God. Hey, amen. He helps her. Amen. The Bible said it. I know. Help me. Amen. Thank God he's a God of help. This morning, he's put things in our lives. Thank God to help us. Amen. That's right. God help us. Amen. You know, God, give me that woman to help me. Not to hurt me, to help me. Amen. You know, I believe that this morning. It don't matter whether you believe it or not, it's right.
Yeah.
First thing a woman to get a count for is how she worshiped God and how she obeyed the Lord.
Yeah.
Number two is how she helped her husband. That's what she was made for. Said it right there. I read it, didn't I?
Amen.
She wasn't made for a career. She was made for me.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. She wants a career instead of a husband. Then she ought not never got married. Amen. Y'all just stayed single and tried on an airplane or a boat or something. Amen. That's right. God help us. I don't like that preacher. Don't matter. That's what's happening this hour. The system's got messed up. It's got plumb messed up. And homes ain't no more than a glorified motel the day we're living in. And they pack their bags here and they pack their bags here and they go their ways. Hey, God, if I wanted that, I wouldn't have never gotten married. Amen. That's right. Thank God the day I got married, praise God, I went home with her. Amen. I didn't go back to mom and daddy's house. I went home with her. Thank God, because she become my help, me become my wife, and God gave her to me. Amen. So I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to get on you men a little bit. Come on now. Listen to me. If God give you a wife to be your helpmate, wouldn't you want to take care of somebody that's helping you? Isn't that right? Wouldn't you want to take care of somebody that's helping you? Amen. If I got somebody that's valuable to me like this that's helping me, I want to take care of her. Ain't that right? That's right, isn't it?
Right.
Amen. She's not a slave. She's a sweetie. Amen. That's right. The thing of it is, friend, what's happening this day is we've got the devil that's got right in the middle of the home like he did in the beginning. And what happens is we it's a selfish road that people take. But listen, he gave me her to help me. Amen. I need help. Don't y'all need help? I mean, y'all men need help. Amen. That's right. You know, God says it's not good for a man to be alone. That's what he said.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Right?
He said it's good for a man not to be alone. I just didn't marry her to wash my clothes and cook my meals. I married her to be with her. Now, thank God that's the benefit that comes with it. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I like to help when I can. But there's some things I can't do too good. Amen. But God gave her to help me. Amen. And the thing of it is, friend, listen. The devil, what he's done in this day is he's got our minds detoured on such a busy life and a busy world. Amen. And he's got things out of order now. And we've got things that's going the wrong way because our order's not right. I'm glad, thank God, the Lord gave me a wife to help me. That's the purpose of God. Amen. So she's a helpmate. I've given her to you, Adam, to help you, to be a completer you. Thank God to work. Thank God beside you. Amen. And I'll say this, God, and the wife will help me, but the Holy Ghost is a helpmate. Amen. You can't do nothing without the Holy Ghost. Amen. Listen, friend, the Baptist church has forgot the Holy Ghost. They've got enough education now. They've got enough, my friend, religion now. Amen. They've got enough of all these things. They don't have the Holy Ghost. God help us, buddy. We better have him. If he ain't around, we in a mess. We need the Holy Ghost presence. And he's my helper this morning. He's the only one that can preach me. He's the only one that called me to worship. Thank God, if I can't do it, I gotta have the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's the comforter. Jesus said, I'll send you another comforter. Another one. Another one like me, saying, I'll give you one like me. He's in you. He's in you. He's in you. He's in you. To help. Now, I'm going to tell you this. You can neglect him. You can neglect him. God will let you do it. Or he'll do it if you'll submit to him. There's no, listen, friend, can you get a hold of what I'm about to tell you? When you was born again, the Holy Spirit come to live within you. You're born of the Spirit. You have a new nature. You have a divine nature. God lives in you. He lives through you. It's the power of God. How, listen, I know I sound rough sometimes, but I'm just asking a question. How in the name of God can you sit in the service and never have no emotion? How in the name of God can you hear a choir sing and you sit there like you did? I just don't understand it unless you're dead all the time. Thank God, friend, how can you be like that? I mean, unto God, should the church not participate, have some life, because the Holy Ghost is around? Amen. God help. Amen. I don't understand that. I mean, they was praising God and having faith. All the people, Lord, added to the church daily, said you should be saved. Why? The Holy Ghost had come in the same chapter. He filled them, brother. They spake with tongues. They preached the Word of God. Amen. They got stirred up. They thought they were drunk. They said, we're not drunk. It's the third hour of the day. Hey, God, they're filled with God. How can we sit in the house of God and never have no emotion? Amen. You say, I don't feel it. Well, you ain't got no feeler then. Well, you've been stuck with some religious Novocaine. Man, you ever go to the dentist, they stick that junk. I hate the dentist. I don't hate the dentist. I hate going to see him. Yeah. Number one thing is, you know you're going to get your mouth messed with. They're going to put all kind of junk in it, and they tell you need more than what you need. And then when you leave, you got a bill. Amen. But you know you got that before you go. But they put that Novocaine, they numb you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people just numb to the gospel. They numb to the thing of God. They numb to it. What's wrong with... Well, we can't have a church without the power of God. He sent the Holy Ghost into the world. He said He will comfort you. He will speak to you. He will tell you all things. He said He will guide you into all truth. Well, man, friend, I mean, why don't the truth stir you no more? Why does a man reading the Bible, preaching the Word, teaching the Word? Why do we have to have entertainment down the house of God and get people in because they're not interested in God? They're not interested in the Word. It's all a social event. We got to have continental breakfast. Amen. We got to have a puppet show. It's sad, friend. Praise God, friend. The Holy Ghost is our helper. If He can't stir you, you looking at a man that can't. If He can't get in your heart, I can't. The Holy Ghost is our helper. Amen. You know, He, and I say this in respect, He's a man. He is He. But He does have a spirit of sensitivity like the woman of the home. He's sensitive. He can be offended. He can be hindered. Amen. You ever grieve the Holy Ghost? You ever quench the Holy Ghost? You know what? How I do it most of the time? With my mouth. I say things out and I say, oh. You know, I've got a guard in me. You go up these places and all these places and now I've got these fences and these guards setting these shacks. You know what they'll say? Who are you? You know what that man's doing? He's guarding against anybody getting in unless he knows their identification. You know what the Holy Spirit will do? He'll keep everything out that shouldn't come into you.
Yes, sir.
It's got to be identified by truth for the Holy Ghost to let that person in or that truth in. Amen. And the thing of it is, friend, amen. You know why people fall in false doctrine? They ain't got no guard to it. You know why people get off on other things? They don't have no guard to it. Amen. That's why they fall into some falseness. Amen. Brother, I'm glad I know the truth. He's the truth. The Word's the truth. And the truth will make you free. Amen. Right. I want to say this. The church is my helper. Amen. Do you know every joint of the body is to supply to the body? Every joint of the body should supply to the body. That means that I need you and you need me. Amen. And hey, can I say this? It's not me and you, it's all of us.
Amen. It's not me and you. It's all of us. This is not my show. Amen. This is not me. It's me. It's not me. It's you. It's everybody that's in the body. Amen. Thank God. It'd be crazy to have a hand walking and trying to have it on the kneecap. It's in the right place. And therefore, God wants the hand to function in the right place. There's a perfect will of God. There's a place in the will of God. Amen. There's a purpose in the will of God. There's function in the will of God. Amen. What God wants you to do, you do it in the will of God. If you're not in the will of God, then I miss out. If I'm not in the will of God, you miss out. Why? Because the part of the body's not functioning the way God set it up to function. And we're to help one another. Amen. Help one another. You know the second commandment of God? He said this, that Jesus gave two commandments. All of them hang the law and prophets. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. And love thy neighbor as thyself. Hey, God, look up here. You're looking at your neighbor. Amen. I'm looking at my neighbor this morning. I'm looking at my neighbor when I go outside the house of God. Everybody's your neighbor. Amen. Everybody. Remember that crowd said, well, who is my neighbor? He said, well, that man that come down to Jerusalem, went to going to Jericho, and he got beat up by a bunch of thieves. He said, he left him half dead in the ditch. He said, he's about to die over there. He's half dead. He said, the Levite, the priest walked by him, said he walked off. They wouldn't go help him. Amen. That's the religious crowd down the church. They don't help just anybody. They'll help who they can benefit off of. And then they got religious rules that they can only go by. Amen. Well, them people really don't believe the way I do. Well, praise God. I'm glad the way I believe, brother. But I'm telling you, he didn't tell me, amen, to just go to them that not disbelieve the way I do. Amen. Amen. He said, go get that man out of the ditch. I tell you what he done. He went over there and picked him up, put oil and wine in his wounds. Picked him up, put him on his beast. Took him to the inn, paid the innkeeper, and said, I've got to go, but when I come back, any other charge, just leave it on my account. Amen. Jesus said, go do likewise. Go out and do likewise. You're a helper. You're a helper. My wife's a helper. The Holy Ghost is my helper. The church is my helper. Amen. That's right. You know, you helped me. That helped me this morning. That helped me. That lesson helped me. It helped me. Them songs helped me. Your handshake helped me. Your kindness helped me. Amen. Your friendship helped me. You can't be a friend unless you be. You can't have friends unless you show yourself friendly. If you want to have friends, show yourself friendly. So I don't have no friends. Well, you ain't showing yourself friendly. Amen. Amen. That's right. Some people's got that gift. I got it from my grandpa. Talk to anybody. He talked to anybody. My grandpa did. He did talk to anybody. Amen. Some people don't have that. But I'll tell you what God wants you to have. He wants you to work on that to be a friend to somebody. Amen. He wants you to work on that to be a friend to somebody. Somebody you can befriend. You're not going to befriend everybody. But you will befriend the people that's within you. Listen to what I'm about to tell you and I'm through. There's a territory God's got in your life. This is a dispensation of time or a period of time. Amen. I'm not preaching to people that the first pastor preached to, besides maybe Brother Robert. He's the only man in this church that probably the first pastor preached to. Maybe a few others. I don't know. But I'm not preaching to them. That ain't what went my period of time. So here's what you got. You got a period of time. You got a period of time God puts you on earth. Now, you're 92 years old. But that period of time, if you look back, you'd say that's been a short time. It's been a short time. Short time. Been a period of time is a short time. He said it's like a vapor. A period of a little time vanishes away. For in the will of God, He sovereignly set this together. And He's put you in my life and me in your life. All God. That's just all God. He put you in my life. Amen. And God says this. God says, in that period of time, I want you to help them that's in that period of time who I bring your way. I can't go out to the world. I can give the missionary to go into the world. But there's a period of time you got a period of time right here. You got a little family right here. You got a period of time to raise them. You got a period of time. I got a wife for a period of time. And I got the Holy Ghost forever. He's always going to be with me. But what He does through me is a period of time. And what the church does is a period of time. That's right. Come here a minute. Come here a minute since you planted that car. Come here, I'm going to talk to you. Well, this boy here is 2 years old. Ain't that right? You're two years old. So, all right, think about this. When I was 2 years old, it's 1961, this church was started. I was 2 years old, the church was started here. 61, the church was established. Now I'm 57. He's 2 years old. He might be the next pastor. Well, he might be the pastor down the road. If the Lord don't come. What you saying, preacher? Period of time. A period of time he let this little boy come by my path. I can help him. I love him. Amen. I'm going to tell you this. This is why I said that. Wives, husbands, period of time. The work of God through you, a period of time. The church, a period of time. What we're going to do with it. Are we going to help one another? Amen. That's right. Wouldn't it be better for somebody to walk by your coffin and look at you laying in that coffin and saying, that man helped me. That woman helped me. Amen. Wouldn't that be better? Oh, God help us. Whatsoever thy hand find, do with all thy might. Amen. I'm glad I got to help me. I'm glad I got a helper inside. I'm glad I got help here. Amen. I'm here for that. Amen. Let's stand this morning. Appreciate you hearing the Word of God.